Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2018 Home Education Conference, held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
My name is Kari Brimhall, and this class is called Proof. You can homeschool through middle and high school. And I am so excited that you are here. This conference is amazing. And if you were in the other class that I taught today, I'm just really thrilled that you are here. This is an amazing conference where you can touch base with other people. You can be inspired by them. You can build your own testimony of homeschooling. I served as the youth president for 4 years, and so I want you to know we're glad you're here, but this conference is really all about the youth, and they are having a phenomenal experience. So how many here brought a youth to conference? Wow, I think almost everyone. So the youth conference, we start planning this conference and the youth conference in July. And it takes a year to pull this baby, if you will, this baby together, and we deliver it in May. So just the youth, and I'm going to show you a lot of the youth that have graduated from they attended the graduation ceremony here at LDSHE, and what a phenomenal experience I had working with the youth. This is what I was inspired to share with you, and I pray that the Holy Ghost will be here with you. Pay attention to those promptings that you have during this time. Hopefully, confirmation or questions that you have will be answered, and things that you are worried about. Homeschool is a scary time, and I just happen to be a few steps ahead of you. And that doesn't make me brilliant, that doesn't make me better, it just means I'm further on the path. So I'm happy to share with you. Anyway. All right, so proof. I'm gonna show you proof that kids can make it despite what their parents do. So some of the fears we have as parents are, oh, now their grades really count. What do we do with that? What if I don't know what to do? Am I ruining my kids' lives like they're telling me? I don't know about you, but my kids love to say, "You're ruining my life." Yes, I am. That's my goal. So what about socialization? I want my child to go to prom. I want them to go to sports and be in the play and do all that stuff. Okay, that's a fear, yeah. All right, will my child be smart enough to go to college? Oh my goodness, sometimes you're banging your head on the table going, this kid, I'm thinking he's going to college. Oh, heaven help us all. You know, what if they don't know what to do with their life? What am I gonna do? I'm not smart enough to teach my kids. I can't do that math. And what if my child doesn't get in? Are they gonna live here forever? No, that's a real fear. No, get them out of the house. All right. So my favorite quote of all time is by Julie B. Beck, and she was the General Relay Society president, I think, at this time. The ability to qualify for, receive, and act on personal revelation is the single most important skill that can be acquired in this life. Wow, get your camera out. It's too long to write. Just take a picture of it. But this, you need to be at your top game while your kids are in high school. You need, well, actually your whole life. But during high school, this is a hard time for kids. They're figuring out who they are. They're figuring out their testimony. They're figuring out how they learn. And they're trying to do it with a bunch of people around them, and now they're at home, and this is a tough time. You need to be in tune with the Spirit so you can receive that revelation to help them on their path. not take them, not you're not going to carry them on the path, because each person has to walk that path. We cannot carry our kids forever. Thank heavens. No. Okay? So, here's a little hope. Look at these happy young adults that are out of the house doing really big and important things. These kids have, each one of these almost, walked across the stage at graduation. If you want to inspire your kids, if your kids are younger, stay for Friday night. I know a lot of people are like, oh no, we're just leaving. We got to home after the closing ceremony. We're out of here. Stick around from 7 to 8. We try to keep that ceremony really short. Watch graduation and nudge your kids and say, look, that can be you walking across that stage. There is something to be said about putting on that gown. And it's really strange because I did graduation for years and we bought these, anyway, they put on these gowns and all of a sudden it was like a rite of passage. It was like, wow, this is like the movies, you know, I can do this. And when they walk across that stage, I don't know, it's a magic stage, or they walk through the arch, you're done, ta-da, okay, they made it. They made it. That's the whole message. These kids make it, made it. Your kid can too. So I'm going to have a couple of those things. Okay, on page, what was it again? 129. I have given this part of the talk before, but this is, I felt so inspired. This is where we need to start. So on page 129, flip to 128. Is there a blank piece of paper there? Awesome, you're going to need that. So, number one is the dream list. When your child walks out of your door and you say, farewell, you're going to college, you're going on a mission, you are leaving the house, what do you want that child to look like? What skills do you want them to have? What experiences? When they walk out the door, what do you want them to be looking like? So I'm going to give you 1 minute, and I'm going to time it because we don't have very much time. So I'm going to give you 1 minute, and I just want you, because this is a list that you're going to be adding to. You need to go home and talk about this, and think about it, okay? So write down right now. You can do bullet points. What kind of things do you want them to have? Give me, just yell it out. What's on your list?
Compassion.
Compassion.
Recognize revelation.
Recognize revelation.
Confidence.
Confidence.
Resilience.
Resilience.
Basic life skills.
Basic life skills.
Testimony of Jesus Christ.
Testimony of Jesus Christ. Not one of you said, I want them to have math book number 17 finished. Nobody said, oh, I want them to be a, we all want that. But those are important things. This is a list that you need to go home and really think about. What do we really want our kids to do? And the Holy Ghost will help guide you in those things. That revelation, personal revelation from the Holy Ghost, what you really want your kids to be like, is that's your goal. Okay? Math and science and history and English and all of those things are great ways to learn those things, but they are, those are the things that are most important to you. That's what I want my child walking out with. Okay? Number two. Right here, yours has different dates. I've been giving this talk for a long time. It used to be my 2020 talk. Well, 2020, the year 2020 is in 2 years, so it's not even very fun. So we're just going to go out 10 years. So cross out, and it says member with an extra E in there. Sorry about that, little misspelling. You're going to redo the dates on the top. Then I want you to put your oldest child at the top, write their name. And we don't have time, you know, you can be doing this while I talk. Write your kids' names here, and then how old are they this year? You can do it like, how old are they right now, today, or how old are they going to turn this year? Doesn't matter. But you're going to fill in, so in 2018, if your daughter is 10, in 2019, guess what? She's going to be 11. Okay, so you're just going to, you're just going to fill in your chart. All right, hopefully you have your first child done, and you can keep doing this as I talk. All right, so tell me, how old is your oldest child right now?
12.
Okay. In 2028, how old will she be?
She's 28, she'll be 22.
22. What does that mean to you? 22 years old. I know you can't even think that far ahead, but what happens when you're 22? She could be home from a mission. She could be married. Ah, what? What? Okay, somebody else, give me, how old is yours?
11.
Okay, about the same. Anyone else?
19.
She's 19 now? 10 years from now, how old will she be? 29. Holy cow, 29, that's ancient. Okay. 42. Okay, you got some older kids. Bless your heart for having old and young. Okay. Look at those numbers. Those should scare you to death. When we started doing this, it scared me to no end. Like, oh my goodness, we don't have that much time. Okay? How about you, Kimmy?
So 16 now.
So 26. In 10 years, that child could be done with college, maybe, you know, depending on your child. They could be done with college. They could go to college. They could be home from a mission. They could, 26, I had my first baby at 26. And if you think about that, I mean, that's a little frightening. But awesome all at the same time. And I don't know about you, but 10 years seems, every year seems to go faster. Okay. So keep working on that list. We'll just keep going forward. In our house, this is a chart that we have. And it shows, we wanted our kids, they were always asking, when can I drive? When can I do this? What can I do? I finally made a chart and it said, okay, so at age 12, some big things happen at age 12. Wow, they join Young Men and Young Women's. That's huge. Okay, that means they go to camp, scout camp, girls camp. They can go to the temple. They can start babysitting. So we just made this chart, and you have it in your book. And we put, this is kind of our stuff on the bottom. But all this other stuff, this is all kind of the church. Okay, when you're 13, 14, you're still a beehive. 14, whoa, there's another big thing. Seminary. Dances, all of a sudden, the church has some amazing programs to help your child grow and succeed. Okay, 16, big things start to happen. 17, 18, then they move on. Down here at the bottom, this is kind of stuff that we've done. At 13, that's when our kids get to watch PG-13 movies, even if they've read the book. But Mom, I read the book. I don't care. And so at age 12 and a half, our kids start stacking the DVDs. These are the movies I'm going to watch on my 13th birthday. And it's like, awesome. They can stay up all night, all day, whatever. We don't care. But they can watch every PG-13 movie that's, you know, approved from our house. And at age 14, that they can go to EFY. And anyway, you make up stuff on the bottom. When our kids were little, we were like, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we could take our kids before they really got too old on a trip to a foreign country? So we started saving our money. And at age 13 and 14, so we have five kids, and our oldest two were 14 and 13, and the opportunity came for us to go to South America to go down to Ecuador and Peru and go to Machu Picchu. And we were like, oh! And it was like, this is it. This is the last time this group's going. And if you want to go with Grandpa, this is it. And we were like, oh my goodness, let's go. Good thing we've been saving a little bit of money. Well, it didn't cover everything, but it helped. But that was kind of something in our dream list. And we were able to take those two kids. Now, did the other three kids get that trip? No, they didn't quite. Life changed. We got the first two, but the other ones, oh, stop. Okay. Life happens. But because we were kind of planning it, those first two were really lucky and got it. The next one got a mission, and the next one, she's got a mission too. Okay? So this is a sample. You can make your own. And, you know, what are you going to do? And we put this on our wall. It stuck on our wall for years. And the kids would, like, walk by and they'd be like, oh, yeah, wow, only 2 years till I get to drive. You know, oh, only, and so they would count down. So that's kind of a fun thing. I'm going to try to fly through this. Number four is your personal file box. Cute friend, your kids need to be responsible for important papers. This is a way to train them. Cute friend, she bought her kids a big box, you know, one of those file boxes, not huge, but just a skinny one, and that's where they'd keep their SAT scores or their SAT signups, warranties on the phone, important papers went in the box. That's a good thing. I did that for high school. Number five, start with the end in mind. So this is where you refer back to your dream list. What do you really want your kids to do? Well, for me, I want them to have a testimony. So how do I help them do that? Well, so then you work backwards. Well, they need to go to seminary all 4 years. Okay? You do what you can to get them there and inspire them. They need to have personal spiritual experiences. You can help facilitate that. You can help them have those kind of experiences. Coming to LDSHE is one of those where they can feel the spirit and they're around other really good kids that are doing the same thing they are. Something else, I love my kids to learn how to cook. By the time they leave my house, they should know how to cook just about or read a recipe and cook. So you work backwards. Oh, we have a baking class, and then we have a dinner class. We invite all their friends over. I'm always teaching their friends or the missionaries. I'm teaching them how to cook stuff. I want them to be smart with their money. So our kids get a credit card or a debit card when they're a senior in high school. And some people are like, oh, man. It's like, you know what? If they're going to make a mistake with a card, I want them at home making that mistake where we're over them going, ah. Instead of at college, wow, I got a credit card, woohoo! Okay, so think about what you want them to do here and work your way backwards. Next, number six, prepare to go to any college. What, and you have to write this in because the handout you have is a PDF and I can't add stuff to it. So write down right here, YouTube, your path to continuing education, part one and two. This is what they look like, and this is a great video that BYU put out years ago, and they used to show it during seminary to inspire the kids to go to college or actually just go to get more education. So they're kind of quirky, but they're really funny, and the best ones still, I love them. So write those down. Then you need to call and find out what your college requires. BYU, if that's in your future, call them. They just have changed their application process. So call, and even if your child is 12, call now and say, hey, what is the process? You don't want to be like us when our daughter was a senior, and it's like, oh, awesome, this is great, you're going to college. Let's look at the application. And, oh, no, do you have leadership experience? And she was like, I was the one having a heart attack. Like, what? You need leadership experience? She's like, Mom, don't you remember? I served on the committee. Oh, yeah, okay. What about this? Oh, did you have service hours? Oh, no, do you have Mom, I got this. You know, it's like, okay, I'm the one having a heart attack. So do your homework now, Mom and Dad. Call the school. Look at the application. See what it says. Also, take your kid on a college tour. If you have cousins that are in college, if they have cousins in college, go visit them and say, wow, walk us around campus. Inspire my child so they can see themselves on campus. This is cool. Decide if you want to go. Is your child comfortable in a big school or do they need a smaller school? I have one daughter and she's like, I am fine being one of 200 students in a classroom. I don't care. I don't need to meet the teacher. Give me what I need to do and I'll do it. My second daughter, no, she likes to talk to the teacher. I have a question. She likes smaller classes. So they went to different schools. You know, one was at BYU Provo, which is huge, and one was at BYU Idaho, which is smaller. Okay, so those are questions you need to ask. All right, number seven. So this is our second daughter, Ishelle. When we homeschooled, we moved to Virginia Beach, and that's when we started homeschooling. So her middle school years, we pulled all of our kids out and started homeschooling, and Ishelle we homeschooled her through her middle school years, and then one day she was like, I think, you know, getting ready for high school. She was just going into high school, and the musical, High School Musical, just came out. And she was like, I think I'd like to go to high school. And my husband was like, that'd be awesome. And I was like, oh, honey, no, we think about this, we need to pray about this. And he's like, no, I feel, you know, she's fine. This is a good thing. She's like, I'm going to meet Zac Efron, and oh, it'll be fabulous. We'll sing and dance and blah, blah, blah. Well, no, that didn't all work out, but she did meet and marry a boy who went to East High. When they filmed that, he was actually in the movie as an extra, but we can't find him anywhere. So anyway, it all happened. But here she had homeschooled through middle school. I walk into the high school. I had typed up all the things that I thought looked like a transcript, and I said, this is what we did with her during middle school. Like, will you please take her? You know, I wasn't sure how they'd react. Oh, the counselor was like, oh, this is fabulous. Okay, that's great. Let's plan your child's high school education. Okay. And she pulled out a chart that kind of looked similar to this. And she said, oh, great. Well, she needs some English. So this will be 9th grade English, 10th grade, 11th, 12th. Okay, that's good. Math, where is she in math? I said, not very well in math. Well, great. We'll start her here. We'll start her with algebra and then, you know, kind of go from there. But this is the order. Oh, okay. How about social studies? She needs some world history. She needs this, blah, blah. And she filled out this whole chart. She said, now that we've planned this out, your child's education will not look like this because things change, stuff moves, all of that. But this gives a target to kind of shoot for. Well, that made me so happy. Like, wow. I have a plan for my homeschooler. So Ishelle had a plan for public school, and I came home and I sat down and I planned out my other daughter. She was in 11th, 10th grade then. I said, look, we're going to make a plan for your schooling. Well, it's nice to have a plan because it gives you another piece of paper to keep track of. So here's your plan. It does make you feel like, I have a plan. If anyone does ask or wonder, you can. I have a plan. Yes, it's right here. Does your plan look like this in real life? No. And Ishelle, I was so nervous. Like, what? She can't be a public schooler. We've homeschooled now, and will she be able to go to the homeschool conference? Yes, we pulled her out every year. Public school, but she came to this conference because we were all coming as a family. Ishelle was phenomenal in high school. She did have trouble like turning stuff in on time, like, oh, it's due today. I'll just turn it in tomorrow. No, it's due today. No tomorrow. So that we had to kind of climb over. But by her senior year, she was the yearbook editor. And she was the head cheerleader. And we didn't even like cheerleaders. I was like, she came home one day and said, I think I'm going to try out for cheering. I'm like, honey, I was an athlete. Cheering is not a sport. And she was like, Mom, I think I could do it. And I was like, honey, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you don't have any gymnastics. You know, you're good at dancing at state dances, and that's good. And she came home, and she was like, Mom, I made the team. And we were like, wow, you really made the team. You know, wow, good for you. Well, as we went to her games, she was the only one who had a smile on her face. She'd be out there cheering, and she's really loud, and she's really enthusiastic. But she'd be smiling, having the time of her life, and all those other cheerleaders like, you know, they're doing their cheers and stuff, and they were all mad. And I was like, this is why she made the team. She's happy, she's fun, and she's really loud, and she can really do fun things. So now that you have this plan, it's a plan. And I have two pictures up here from a friend who said, don't tell him my name. Because I think we're all a little embarrassed if we don't follow this plan. She was like, you know what? I was having babies, and we had little kids. And when my kid was older in high school, yeah, we didn't do any science. He didn't do any science. And in your heart, you might be saying, oh, no science, how in the world? Well, she's like, we just ran out of time. And he didn't do that. Lo and behold, that guy goes to college, takes a biology class because it's required. Wow, he really likes this class. He takes another one. He's in med school now. What? Can that happen? How can you be in med school if you haven't been studying science since sixth grade? Okay, if your kid loves it, they're going to find a way. Okay, this family also has another son who didn't do any writing in high school. She's like, we really tried, but, you know, we were in sports and drama, and we read a lot, and we did a lot of stuff. But I never really taught him how to write. Okay, he's out of law school, went to law school, successful. Now he's a clerk for a judge. He's written two papers that were published in the law journal. Law, something, some very impressive law thing. Anyway, what? Don't you have to follow this exactly and then your child will be successful? No, that's what I'm here to tell you. It's the biggest secret in homeschooling. You can not follow this plan and your kid, guess what? They can succeed. Oh, I'm glad the door's closed because we don't want anyone to hear that. that's the secret. It's the secret. That if you raise kids that are passionate and love learning, they can do anything if they have that confidence. Okay, so what does that mean for us as adults? Oh, yay, throw that paper out. No, keep that paper in case somebody your mother-in-law needs to see. Here's the plan. We got the plan. Okay, that means you can calm down. Now, the whole reason I taught this, I wanted to teach this class was when I was where you are, my daughter was 12, we knew one family and they had one kid. I mean, they had a whole slew of them, but only one had gone to college. We had no idea if this project was gonna fly. We had no idea. We didn't know anyone else whose kids were successful. We were like, okay, we're walking in faith that our kid is gonna succeed, but we don't know anyone else. That's not kind of weird, or, you know, people you hear about that are homeschoolers. Anyway, that's why I'm teaching this class. I said I needed this class. I needed someone to say, no, these kids, they all turn out normal. You'd be surprised. All right. Jessica Croker yesterday gave a great quote that I missed her class, but I got the quote. Create the ideal, which is your plan, but live in the real. Okay? So we all have holes in our education. but Swiss cheese is good too. And regardless if you go to public school or homeschool, you're going to have holes. You look at your own self. Do you have holes in your education? Yes. I don't even remember some of the classes that I took or anything that I learned because I crammed for the test, passed it, and now it's gone. Okay? Look at the big picture. So these are my three girls. We have three girls and two boys. So these are my girls right here. And you might say, wow, this one's a rebel. Shaved her head for her sister's wedding. No, she was, oh, no, no. Back. Okay. She had just finished her last treatment of cancer, of chemo. All her hair fell out, and she couldn't have been more happy. Yay, no hair. I love it. Her hair's really short now because she's fine now. That was 3 years ago. But Mimi, right over here, so this one homeschooled Sarah, and then Isha went to public school, and then this is Mimi, our youngest daughter. And Mimi's education has holes in it. Her whole growing up, my parents lived with us and both passed away while Mimi was in middle school. And then in high school, Sarah got cancer. So we were in Virginia. We would fly to Utah and we were there to support Sarah Kay. Now, I said, Mimi, I'm sorry about this your junior year. It's kind of a drag, sorry. But bring some books along. Let's read, and we're going to talk about things, and we're going to try to be, you know, keep on track. But did she do any science that year? No. Did she do any math? No. Because, you know what? It wasn't worth the fight for me. And did I feel guilty and not tell anybody the whole time, LDSHE, I was here? And I'd be like, and what science? You know, people would say, what math curriculum are you using? Oh, I don't know. Just a variety of them. None. I was scared to death to say, we're not doing math, you know. Okay, she could add and she could subtract. She knows how to use a calculator. And anyway, her first semester at BYU, she took a math class and she was like, Mom, this is really cool. I really like how math has one answer. That's awesome, hon. Maybe you'll be a mathematician, you know, like those other guys, you know. One's in law, one's in medicine. Maybe you can be an engineer or something if that's your desire. Did I feel horrible that my kids didn't have those experiences? Yeah. But the experience that she had was that of supporting her sister. So we flew to Utah 5 times in the year. Is it okay? Yes. Does that mean you throw out everything and just go, hey, this is awesome. We're homeschoolers. Do what we want. No, you need to have a little structure in your life. You need to have some things going. But if you don't get everything, it's okay. Make fondue. That's right. All right. Next. So turn the page. This is going to college. This is a poster I would have, and I would post it in every kid's room because when the first kid decided to go to college, all of a sudden it started asking dates, or she went in for a job interview, and they said, where was your last employment? Oh, and what were your dates? And how much service did you give? So I just made this, and you just copy this, put it on your kid's wall, and fill it in. Put in names and dates because you forget all that stuff. Yeah, when did you work at Chick-fil-A? I don't know. How old were you? I don't know. Okay. Which house did we live in? Okay. How did, you know, figure out what time just kind of be, but just keep that on your wall. All right. Number 9, LDSHE, EFY, and Super Summers. My kids love LDSHE, and I hope your kids do too. Help them find and connect with a little group or at least one friend here. If my kids liked this conference better than they liked EFY. They all went to EFY and they all came here, but the friends here homeschooled. They get them. Other homeschoolers get other homeschoolers. And at EFY, they were kind of always, oh, you're homeschooled? Oh, that's too bad, you know, kind of thing. And so, but they're both phenomenal programs. And we love EFY. I went as a youth. I was a counselor, and then I've sent my kids. They're good. Super summers make your summers really good. A lot of good stuff. A lot of camps happen in the summer. So pay attention and look out there. A lot of colleges offer classes. Number 10, help your child catch the vision. Help them see themselves as successful human beings. Okay, find people that are doing really cool things that are a few steps ahead of your child. Okay, have them look ahead and say, wow, look at your cousins. You know, we always are posting, look, these are your cousins. They're all on missions. Yay, let's pray for them, or let's read their mail. We have a little napkin holder on our table, and I will print out their emails, and I put them in there. And so whenever it's like, oh, look, dinner time, we have missionary mail. Let's read this. And oh, it's from, look, here's a picture. Because I always forget, and it's on my phone, and I forget that. But if it's in my mailbox, then I read it to the family. But help your kids. And I remember when JJ was 11, and I put my arm around him during sacrament. I said, look at those boys. Those are deacons. You're going to be a deacon when you're 12. And look what they're doing. And he's like, huh? Oh, yeah, those are the guys, they passed the sacrament. Yes, that's going to be you. Let me show you. And then as he got older, I would point and say, oh, you know what the teachers do? Oh, you know what the priests, those are the priests. They look out at you, not the deacons. They're looking away. You know, that's what you need to do. Help your kids see the vision. And then there's a little sidebar. If you're not planning to go to school, I wrote that for one young man specifically who I said, what are you going to do after school? And he's like, nothing. I'm done. And I'm like, so, okay, are you going to get a job? No way. I'm done with school. And he was like, oh, my. Okay, so that little article's for him. But you can read it too. Look, here's some more of my favorite people. These are all successful people. They grew up. They graduated, they finished whatever homeschooling plan their parents had, they finished the paper, they finished the plan, and they are successful. They're graduating from college. They're graduating. Look, this one has a family. Look, I mean, they're doing really good and important things, serving missions. Look, proud mother back here, from mother and father. This is Maisie, these are the Ferreros. They've got 100 more kids, so they'll be here forever. So recognize the face, but oh, look at the success there. These are kids whose parents wondered, what about my kid? We didn't do that. We didn't do that. I hope they make it. Look, they make it. They make it. Here's some more. Awesome, awesome people. Another proud mom right here. Look how cute. You know what? Oh, here's another Ferrero. We got all kinds of Ferreros. But these are kids whose parents said, I don't know if they're going to make it. They make it. Because these kids, whether or not, they have confidence. They say, I'm going to do something with my life. And I've talked to parents who said, my kid's high school was a failure. But guess what he's doing now? He's a successful fill in the blank. He is succeeding. He is doing. We never thought he'd make it through. He did. He made it through, and here they are, successful. And sometimes it takes them getting out into the real world to say, wow, I think I need to do something with my life. And they have if they have that confidence, that love, that strong testimony, they can move on and say, you know what? I'm going to do this. And some of them find cute girls to marry, and they help them move along their way. Okay, there's many paths. Oh, dear, how much time do I have left? Am I good? Oh, dear. Okay. There are many successful paths that you can take through high school. Okay, you've got your plan, but there's some different ways to do it. And so I'm here to just kind of tell you a little bit about those. You can take an online accredited school, which means K-12 is one of those. Williamsburg Academy. And that means your child's taking online classes, and at the end of it, they will send you a diploma. Yay! So you're just a mom supporting your child who is doing this online program. Another one is co-ops. We've been involved in co-ops for a long time. I love co-ops, but you have to make sure that they're really meeting your child's needs. And sometimes that means, oh, wow, this co-op does Shakespearean stuff. Sometimes you have to drive an hour. Sometimes you have to drive an hour and a half. But make sure that what you're doing is right for your child. BYU concurrent classes. So BYU Idaho has this great program where your child at age 16 and older can take classes through BYU Idaho that will count for both high school and for college. And they're cheap. I think they're
$30.
$30 a credit hour.
So yeah, $30 a credit hour. I just looked into it like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. It's the best bargain around. So if your child can do that, and I know that there are families that come here that their kids have done that. They start them at 16, and they get as many as they possibly can get them through. And our daughter Mimi did that her senior year, and she went into BYU Idaho as not a transfer student. She didn't have that many credits, but as a second semester freshman. And she got accepted in 5 days. I mean, it was like, wow, that was fast. So if you're doing that, BYU Idaho really encourages that. You can do community college, which is another great option. If you have a community college, there's a lot of online community classes also. The Pathway Program is put out by the church, and that's kind of, some people have done that for their senior year. It's really kind of for kids that have graduated and never had the opportunity to go to college. But it's a great, it's a three-semester program, and it starts in the fall. If you're interested in that, talk to your bishop and your stake, because they should have a specialist, and they can, that's a great, another great way. And if you go through that program, you can have cheaper tuition for BYU online. Okay, 18, the age is, yes, 17. And if you talk to somebody, talk to the person, and if you've got a homeschooler, you can get in early, often. So check into that. That's another great program. Public or private school. So here's Ishel. Actually, she's my public schooler and graduated from BYU. Provo. She and Sarah both graduated last August. Oh, that was a moment. Okay, other kids that are doing fabulous, great things. All graduated from LDSHE. I can't really say that. What about socialization? Oh no, I want my kid to go to prom. What about sports? What about music? What about dances? What about those kind of things? I went to all those. I want my kids to have that. You know what? Look for them. I don't know about you, our rec center, there are more soccer leagues in our town than anything. I mean, look around. If you want your kid in sports, there are homeschool leagues that are competitive, or you can join a recreational league that maybe isn't quite so competitive. If you're worried about dances, a lot of stakes have an LDS prom, and my girls who went, we even have a homeschool prom down in Virginia Beach. We have a lot of homeschoolers down there. But my kids that were asked to go to regular school proms came home and said, that was the worst experience I've ever had. High school prom is not a fun place to be anymore. At least in our experience. There's great opportunities for you to be able to, for your child to have leadership experiences. If there's not in your area, guess what? Maybe that means you need to start something in your area. We have a teen club at the library. You know, there's different places that you can go for leadership experiences, but those are important for your kids, not only for them, but also those look really good on resumes. They look really good on college applications, because unfortunately, college applications are a part, it's a hoop you got to jump through, but you can, as homeschoolers, you can do that. You can write their transcript, but look at the school that your child's interested in. And we have friends, and they're like, oh, you know what, our kid, like, we live in Virginia Beach, and their kids heard all about BYU, and oh, we need to go to BYU, oh, it's so fabulous. Sent their kids out there, and they were like, that was the worst experience ever. Great school, but our kids were all alone. And I was like, oh, you know, we send our kids out, but we have cousins and relatives, and we have people out there that said, oh, come to our house for Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, you need a car? Oh, yeah, I'll pick you up. You know, but there, so think about that as well. If you live on the East Coast and don't have lots of relatives that live in Utah, that's something to think about. You know, that can be a lonely experience if you're far, far away from home. Even if you've got, you know, anyway, there's great other schools as well. I'm just, stop. Okay. Hints for parents. So I texted and I emailed and I said, please. I sent this 41 emails out to all these kids and I said, I'm doing this class. Tell me. Give me some hints. So we're just out of time. This is Kristen Coombs, her mom. What's her mom's name?
Melissa.
Yeah, gone. Anyway, Kristen graduated last year, so this was her advice. Don't give up. And I had to really trim down some of these, but I was like, oh, this is phenomenal. Don't give up on us. There will be days when your kids fight you, don't want to do their school. They'll cry, you'll cry, then you'll go a little crazy and wonder if it's all worth it. If we will turn out normal and be prepared for life, I promise it's worth it and that we are better off for being homeschooled. I remember many days when I fought my mom on homeschooling and doing my work. Now I can't thank her enough for sacrificing her time and give us a better education and life. I think we just need to post that on everything. And I said, please send me information for your youth, because I'm going to do a similar talk for them. And she said, go thank your mom right now. I was like, that's awesome. I think we should post that somewhere too. So thank you, Kristen. Christine Butler. So what's her name? Carolyn. Carolyn Butler. And she spoke, she gave a talk earlier today. This is her oldest. And she's now graduated, married, has kids. Okay, do what you need to. Have the spirit so you can have peace and direction during your journey and homeschooling life. Teach your kids how to hear the spirit's sweet guiding voice so they can have confidence in their journey of homeschooling and life. These kids make it. Were these kids stellar, scholar, amazing? No, they were kind of average kids. I hate to say that. Don't tell their moms. But they were kind of just super nice, great, average kids. Success. Success right there. Okay? Hunter Muse. And his mom, Lori, isn't here this year, I don't think. The purpose of homeschooling is not to shield your kids from the world, but to prepare them for it. Homeschooling isn't so much about teaching kids what they need to know, but allowing them to experience what they need to experience. Wow. Our kids need to experience. They need to be ready to live in the world. So don't think, no, not my child, not my child. I'm protecting you. I'm the mom. Someday that kid's going to walk out of your door and you are hoping and praying that everything that he remembers. Please, remember what I taught you. They don't remember any math from me, so that's all right. All right, Suzette Conrad, her mom is the youth president this year. And this one's long. And it says, "You are amazing." And I was like, I'm going to condense it. I was like, I can't. So I'm going to stand up here. And I really wanted to have a panel. And I wanted to have video. And I wanted these kids to stand up and say this. But I got the next best thing. "You are amazing. And you can do this. Heavenly Father has given you these children because He knows you are the best teachers for them. That doesn't mean you have to teach them everything all by yourself. Your kids are smart. Teach them to love learning and they'll figure out the rest." What? No. I have to teach them everything. No, you don't. They don't want to hear it from you anyway. So move out of the way. Let their young men and young women's leaders, let their bishop and their seminary, let other people help inspire them as well. Because they're tired of listening to you. You've been talking too long. All right, you're not going to mess up your kids. Oh, if I could just have had that, 10 years ago when I was in the middle of this, going, "I think I messed my kids up." No, you're not. It's possible to homeschool all the way through high school. People are always going to have some gaps in their education. If your child can take care of themselves, know the basics, know where to go for information that they don't have, know how to learn what they need and when they need it, and they're a decent human being, then you're doing everything 101% right. Amen. To Suzette. Here's more. Look at these kids. These are normal, average, everyday kids. And they're making it. They somehow, despite everything I stood in the way, my kids are making it. These kids are making it. Here's my son, JJ. And this is Caroline. They graduated. This is the homeschool conference in Virginia Beach a couple of years ago. And now they're engaged. They'll be married in June. I like to say it was because of my plan that all of this success. I can't say that about anything. And now I feel like, oh, I can't even say that because they kind of do it on their own. They're amazing people. They figure stuff out. More. Look, there's more. There's more. Look, this is proof. These are amazing kids. And somehow they find other amazing people to marry. Or they're doing amazing things. They're going on a mission. They're succeeding. They are doing everything that you have on that dream list. That dream list is your list, but it's also for them. You can do this. You can do this. Stick with the programs Heavenly Father prompts you to do, and you might be prompted to follow your plan to the T. But Heavenly Father might put someone in your path that says, "Hey, I might inspire your child to do this." Or there might be a program. Or there might be a one time only. We're only doing it this year. Successful. Wow. And you're there. Our job as parents is we need to be in tune. And that's hard when you're in the middle of diapers and dishes and messy homeschool, and I'm tired. I just want to take a nap. Be in tune. Say your prayers. And even if you're like, "Why do we even try to read scriptures? No one's listening. They don't care. Why? Just keep at it. Keep at it, because you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds, and hopefully those are going to bloom. And look, if you have to wait your whole life for this kind of stuff to happen, guess what? In the next 10 years, you'll be having pictures like this of your kids on the wall, regardless of what you do. That didn't sound right. Because of what you do. That's the whole message here. You are indispensable. It's all the plan. Follow the plan. Actually, follow the Lord's plan for your kids. It happens. This is proof that you can do this. This is proof that you can homeschool through high school. Thank you.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.